And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Today we're going to talk about Syria because there's activity around the border, and we have a colleague, Steve Sahuni, a Syrian-American who lives in Latakia. We're going to be speaking to him, and we will talk to Bernard Degagné, who is an activist in Quebec, I believe, but he's traveled to Ivory Coast. He is aware of what has happened there. The president of Ivory Coast, former, they say, but in my book, he's still the president. Mr. Gbagbo is on trial at The Hague, and there's been some interesting developments there. And Mr. Degagné knows all about that, so we're going to talk to him. And then at the halfway point, we will speak to Fred Jerome, whose father was Vijay Jerome, called the cultural commissar of culture. I worked on it three times. Got it. Commissar of culture. At the time of the Hollywood 10 and the Smith Act and all of those things, Vijay Jerome, Fred's father, went to prison under the Smith Act. And so we're going to get Fred's thoughts on the film Trumbo and also the whole business of McCarthyism. But I think we may be joined now by Steve Sahuni. We're close. I get signals indicating we're close. We'll know shortly. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
There's that big voice. Good. Thank you. You are in Syria. We're hearing dramatic news. There seems to be a consensus that the war is turning very dramatically in favor of the government, particularly around the city of Aleppo. First of all, is that true? What's your impression of the stage of the war at this present in your country?
Yes, it is. The war has changed lately, as you can say, 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. After the big, huge victories in the suburbs of Latakia and the Syrian army and his allies on the ground getting all the way to the Turkish border and gaining new land that he lost 4 years ago, now the Syrian army is gaining big pieces of land, is in progress in the north suburbs of Aleppo. Yesterday, he got to the Aleppo-Turkey highway, international highway. He lost that highway 4 years ago. The villages and the cities in the north suburbs of Aleppo are falling just like flies, as we say. Mm-hmm. Big victories for the Syrian army. The terrorists.
Did I understand you to say, by the way, that some of those cities they're falling without combat? That is to say that the so-called rebels are in retreat or just departing. Is that right?
Yes. Some of them are pulling back. Some of them are surrendering, putting their weapons down. Some of them are just running away like flies. Mm-hmm. To them and their families, to Turkey. Mm-hmm. Them and their families are running away. At the same time, while the Syrian army is doing big progress in the north of Aleppo and on the suburbs of Aleppo, the Syrian army is doing big progress in the south of Syria, in the city of Deraa. Also, he gained a big strategic town a few days ago called Sheikh Miskin. Then 2 days ago, a village called Uthman. Mm-hmm. That's very strategic. Today, three villages in the suburbs of Deraa, right on the south border of Syria with Jordan, three villages have surrendered. And they gave their weapons, and there was the Syrian government today.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. What about this? The lead story in headlines here is that there are refugees, and they put the figure, very large figure, 100,000, 70,000, that are right at the Turkish border at a crossing point. Do you know anything about that? And who controls that crossing point?
Right now, that crossing point is between it's in the hands of the terrorist groups. Mm-hmm. That number, yeah, tell me.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about the numbers first, and then what are you hearing there about that situation?
The numbers they're exaggerating, as that their media is famous for exaggerating. That's number one. Number two, there isn't that numbers, and the people who are fleeing away from the battles are the families and the terrorists. Mm-hmm. And there's pictures of them all over the internet taken by them. Mm-hmm. The families and the terrorists, they are the ones who are running away.
Uh-huh.
From the north suburbs onto Turkey. So, yeah, you might find 10,000, 20,000, but these are the families of those terrorist groups.
Mm-hmm. And there's also talk that Turkey, and you've heard this, of course, the Emirates have suddenly decided they're tigers, and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia want to enter Syria. What do you make of that? And do you think Turkey might cross that border for their own reasons?
First of all, about the Gulf, the Arab Gulf countries or the Arab regimes, it's a joke. Mm-hmm. The Syrian people are laughing about it. Let the Saudi and Bahrain get themselves out of the war in Yemen, that they cannot even defeat a few thousand people who are have a little bit of weapons. How are they going to defeat an army with a very sophisticated missiles and air defense missiles?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, about Turkey and Erdogan. In my opinion, Erdogan shooting himself in the head, committing suicide, and turning his country. He is destroying Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy is mad. That guy has no mind because of this plan. Russia has their army there in Syria. Russia has their army. Iran, yes. Iran's a good ally with Syria. They're not going to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
And Aleppo is the second biggest city in Syria after Damascus. It's the economical capital of Syria.
Yes.
So, of course, no one... So, of course, Russia, Iran, and the Syrian government are not going to allow Aleppo to fall, not in the hands of the terrorists or in the hands of the, the hands of the Turkish.
I assume, by the way, that Syria might be in a position to demand that Turkey return the 1,000 factories that were stolen out of Aleppo and taken to Turkey, aren't they?
Yes, that's true.
Mr. Erdoyan has a lot to answer for. Stephen, we're very grateful you could talk to us. It's great to get the fresh news. Maybe in a week we better talk again because things are. You've had a lot of dramatic developments. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure talking. Bye-bye. Stephen Sahuni, and he is in Syria. And when we first spoke to Stephen, the terrorist groups were just outside the area where he was. Apparently they have long gone now. We have to ask Secretary of State Kerry where he's put them. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to be speaking soon with Bernard Degagne about Ivory Coast. And I will just tell you, if you want to write to us, write Taylor at CIUT.FM. And, of course, Facebook.com/The Taylor Report for this program and previous ones. You'll get it, find it there. Facebook.com/The Taylor Report, of course. I didn't realize how many features we have. We also Taylor-report.com. Betsatun, 612 Markham, has some events coming up. I would just invite you, please check the listing, but I always want to they are very active with programs, and there's some quite interesting ones. I know that Professor McQueen of McMaster University is going to be talking about the connection between the October incident where the homeless man shot a Canadian soldier, and that led to some very heavy legislation that many people would like to know the connection between those two things. We've never been given, really, an account. And if you go to the Betsatun site, you'll get the date and place, et cetera. And matter of fact, I'll probably have that for you later in the show, but just so you know. And on Syria, we were just speaking there, that there is a wonderful journalist. Her name is Charmaine Narwani. And if you just Google her and check out her tweets. You'll be very well informed. And so just that would help us all, if you want to follow the events there. If you want sporting news, I can tell you that the Super Bowl was won by Lady Gaga. She got the MVP for sure. The rest of it wasn't all that interesting. Defensive football games are always ugly to watch. So a clear winner was Lady Gaga.